Alvin Henderson just continues to do special things on the football field.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it on this Wednesday. Do a little recruiting update. Talk about some of the guys that we have, or talk about one guy in particular that we have committed who's having an unreal season, unreal career. Some of these numbers, some of these statistics are going to absolutely blow your mind, and that's obviously Alvin Henderson. And then a big award that I'm very, very excited about, that I was anxious to see would happen. I was anxious to see if this would actually happen, just mainly because of the classification of football that he plays in. But before we get dive all into that, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Just look down below, use the coupon code next round on your initial deposit, and you'll get a double up bonus. Whatever you give them, they're going to give you that back on top of it, free to play with. So a lot, some no risk money, I guess you could get coming your way. Get that account set up. You got tons of college football left. If you love live betting, they have a cool live betting platform. A lot of stuff you can do. You can jump on first halves, second halves, all kind of stuff during the game. A lot of fun stuff, NFL, anything you can imagine, they have the lines for it. So check them out, mybookie.ag, and don't forget the double up bonus. Alvin Henderson is continuing to have a not only a special season, but a special career. I mean, it's once you hear some of these numbers we're going to talk about, it's really going to open your eyes and blow your mind as to what type of back Auburn is getting in Alvin Henderson and what kind of potential he has at the next level. Honestly, hey, the only thing I'm worried about is that son of a gun carries the ball so much. He gets so much mileage, but he's young, and I know that he can take it, and he's going to be ready when he gets to the next level. But just so far, okay, he's played four games this year. Four games. He's already at 1,300 yards rushing, he's only like 3 yards away from 1,300 yards rushing, 24 touchdowns in four games. He has a 435-yard game and two other 300-plus yard games. And in the 400 yard game, he had 9 touchdowns. Now, that one did go into overtime, so that helps a lot on the records. That when you can go into overtime, especially multiple overtimes, and that helps the records, because that gives you a little bit more opportunities for yards and touchdowns. And he scored in every single overtime and 3 out of the 4 two-point conversions. So just a scoring machine. I mean, right now he's on pace for the big thing is how far can Elba go in the playoffs? Because if Elba can get into the playoffs, they're not great this year. I think they're 2-2. If they can get into the playoffs, if they can get, you know, at least 2 games, that gives him 12 games on the season. He could break a lot of his own records if that were the case, and he could put some of the career records just completely out of reach. Like that'll never be touched. But that's the key, though. Can they get into the playoffs, and then can they play a couple of games in the playoffs? So far, if he were to continue to go, and he's averaging like 6 touchdowns a game, if they can play 12 games, he'd have over 70 touchdowns, which would give him the record, break his own record of single season touchdowns, which I think just single rushing touchdowns was 61. So he's well on pace to top that one. So he could break his own record. And we're going to talk about all the different records, because there's something incredible on that particular stat that could happen. But one thing I want to talk about, everybody says this is a kind of a cliche, putting up video game numbers. Guys, you can't do this on video games. You can't replicate some of the stats that he's had on video games. You can't rush for 444 yards in a video game. You can't rush for 444 yards in NCAA 2023. You just can't do it unless you're playing. If you're playing 5 minute quarters, like a typical game, you can't go for 446 and nine touchdowns rushing. You could do that passing. That's no big deal to do that passing, but you can't put these kind of numbers up even on video games. So we can't even use that catchphrase. We can't even use that catchphrase when talking about Alvin. Video game numbers. No, he's not putting up video game numbers. He's putting up, I don't even know the term, alien numbers, avatar numbers. He's putting up numbers of just non-human numbers is what he's putting up, like numbers that don't exist. he's putting up those type of numbers. It's insane. 325 yards, 181 yards. He had a down game, 181 yards a carry. That was a tough one. He struggled in that game and only went for 181 and three touchdowns. 446, 345. I mean, unbelievable. He's doing what he has to do to prove himself at that classification and justify his ranking, which, by the way, if you look at across the board, he's a four-star across the board. Rivals loves this kid. He's the number 33 overall player on Rivals. I think a lot of the other sites just want to see, how he performs at these All-American games, which he just got his invite this week that we're going to talk about at the end of the show. So unbelievable season that he's having. Now I want to talk about these records. This is some of the stuff that it's going to blow you away. So there's all kinds of records that you can go by, single season and career. And he's not only going to own a lot of the records, he's going to put them so far out of reach that they'll never be touched. He's going to put some of these records so far beyond reachable that he'll be at the top of the record books forever. Hey, Alabama's been playing football for a long time in the state of Alabama. They've been playing football for a real long time, had a lot of good running backs, a lot of good players in general, all the way back to when they started keeping stats. So to be able to break some of these is obviously puts them in special categories. So most points in a single season, he'll own that. After that, he's already broken it this season, so they can't officially put it in the record books, but he'll break that. Let me back up. Most points in a single season, he's already got that. That was last year. He has the most points in a single season. Most points in a career, he broke that, I think, in the overtime game 2 weeks ago. But obviously, you got to wait till the end of the year to put it in the record book. So he is the most points career leader, and that's with at least six games left, but could have some playoff games left too. So that record could be, if he continues this 4 to 6 touchdowns a game, that record could just be completely put out of reach. Most touchdowns in a game. So he's tied for that one. So he got the 9 was the tie, the overtime game where he got 9 touchdowns. That was a tie. Most touchdowns in consecutive games. Okay. He broke this record with his sophomore and junior years. Okay. So, and he's got 4 in a row this year. So he's got the record ongoing. His record is ongoing for that one. And he's going to score in every single game this year. So he's going to have 3 consecutive years where he scored a touchdown in every single game. Like, think about that. Think about when you were playing high school football. And how epic that would have been if you could have scored a touchdown every single game for 3 years for sophomore, junior, and senior season. It'd be, that's just that record will be so far beyond nobody will ever touch that one. Nobody. That's one that when we stop playing football, when football is eventually banned forever, and it turns into flag football, nobody will touch that one. That one will be completely out of reach. This one's one of the most impressive ones to me. Touchdowns in a single season. This is total touchdowns. Okay. This includes quarterbacks. Okay. Passing, when quarterbacks have passing touchdowns and rushing touchdowns, this includes quarterbacks. So he has the most touchdowns in a season total. That counts rushing, kickoff return, receiving, passing. He's even had some passing touchdowns in that year. the most touchdowns total in the single season. That includes quarterbacks, everybody, wide receivers, whatever. He's got that record. And it's a good, I mean, there is a chance he could break that with rushing only touchdowns this season. TDs in his career. So he's got the career touchdown record, career overall touchdown record, and career overall touchdown record in rushing touchdowns. So if you just take, if you take away his ancillary touchdowns and just do rushing touchdowns, he's going to be the, he'll be the all-time TD leader in rushing touchdowns in a career, which is, I mean, there's some really, like, if you're older, if you're like my age, okay, or a little bit older, there's a running back that is a one of the, like, a legendary name. He's one of those running backs that was unreal, and he played pretty good classification. I think he was 4A, and he was just, I don't know the whole story. I would love to know the story because he was incredible. He's actually, like, when you look at a lot of these records, he's going to be number two, and that's Matt Campbell. I believe it's from Alexandria. Unreal, just absolutely unreal running back. And I think he was also close to, like, 200-plus pounds too. Like, he was a big dude. Actually, my high school played him in the state championship game. It was the state championship game right before they moved all the state championship. It was the last year where they had on-campus state championship games, and then they moved them to Legion Field. And I think this game was actually – that game was actually one of the reasons they did that. It was called the Mud Bowl. But anyway, Matt Campbell from Alexandria was – is a – anybody that talks about high school football that's around, you know, let's just say your upper 30s and above talks about Matt Campbell when you talk about the top – one of the top running backs ever in the state of Alabama. And he – didn't really do anything in college. I don't even really honestly know if he actually went to college, but Alvin's going to shatter all of his records. So now the newer generation, you know, of, you know, people that start following recruiting, when do you start? Maybe your mid-20s, early 20s. That's kind of when I got into it. So from that point on, those, all those folks are going to talk about Alvin Henderson, I guess, and even us, even, you know, my age folks are as well. You're going to talk about Alvin Henderson and all these records because they're just otherworldly. And to put him in the same conversation with Matt Campbell is special. It's very, very special, especially within the state of Alabama. So we talked about most consecutive 100-yard rushing games. Alvin has it. Rushing yards in a season. Alvin has it. And he's only 1,265 yards away from being the all-time leading rusher in the state of Alabama. He'll break that. He rushed for 1,300 yards in his first four games. It's hard to imagine that he can keep that pace. But by the end of the season, he should easily become the all-time leading rusher in the state of Alabama. So essentially every major category of rushing statistics, career and single season, Alvin's going to have them all. Alvin's going to have every single record. And it's going to be, and he's, some of them are going to be put so far out of reach. You'll never, never see those records broken. So just goes to show you, you can bang on the classification. You can bang on, you know, the competition he's playing against, but he's just going off every single weekend. He's doing what he has to do. And all you can do is play and dominate who you have on the schedule. And Alvin does that every single week. He just got a big award. We're going to talk about that and what that means and how exciting that could be for his ranking, for him getting better. In just a moment, before we do that, we got to give a shout out to Ford Stokes for the retirement results presented by Active Wealth. You may already have money saved, but as I know, if you're like a lot of people, you're worried about the economy, worried about, is it enough? Worried about, can it get me, you know, can it get me to the where I need to be? And there's questions, there's all kinds of things out there that have us worried, have us concerned about if we're doing the right thing or if what we've done is enough. Why not be sure? Why not have that peace of mind to know that either A, I've done a good job, or B, I got a little bit of a hole here and I've got some plans to be able to fix it. Ford Stokes is the guy for that. Check him out at retirementresults.com/plan and get that custom portfolio analysis. There's no reason not to. There's no reason. It's completely free. It's completely risk-free to give him a shout and just make sure that what you're doing is correct. Make sure what you're doing is the best thing for you and your family. So give him a shout. Ford Stokes, retirement results presented by Active Wealth. This week, Alvin accepted an invitation to the U.S. Army All-American game, one of the more prestigious All-American games. I know that the Under Armour game has kind of started to overshadow this one a little bit, but this was the OG All-Star game. This was the one that started it all. This was like the, you know, the big one that everybody wanted to be a part of. And I would say it's probably 50-50 now. And honestly, this one started to pick back up. And I got a feeling NIL is getting involved here to some extent. There's got to be some sort of NIL incentive because they've started to pick off and started to get a lot more of the more top-rated prospects even than, you know, Under Armour at times. So you got those two All-Star games. I was wondering which one would pick him. Didn't really care which one, because this is another opportunity for him to silence some haters. This is another opportunity for him to show that he belongs. I mean, if his records don't speak for themselves, if his statistics don't speak for themselves, he'll have a chance to go. He'll have a chance to go toe to toe against some of the best linebackers in the country, some of the best safeties in the country, in a lot of one-on-one drills, especially in the passing game, because I think that's a sneaky part of his game that is underutilized because the offense he plays in, they just don't have the ability to throw the ball really. So it's basically him getting the ball almost every single snap. But he's got really good hands. Like I think at the Jacksonville Rivals camp this past summer, he had a really good showing catching a lot of balls one-on-one against linebackers, because I think that's going to be his game at the next level. He's going to be able to be that change-up back that's got that extra gear, but can also give you the wiggle and get out in space and make stuff happen, because all he needs is a crease. All he needs is it doesn't have to be a big one. All he needs is a crease, and he can explode and especially make stuff happen. And I really think this helps him just sort of from a marketing standpoint, it helps him. And then from a just getting better, like he's not seeing these type of players every single week. He's not seeing this type of competition, you know, every single day in practice, and he'll get a full week of that practice. And then obviously the game, and I cannot wait to see how he performs. And that game obviously happens, like, I think it's at the beginning of the year, just shortly after New Year. So, but that is a big award. That's a big prestigious award for him, or honor for him, to be invited to come to one of those. And another thing that it can really help is his ranking. I feel like his ranking is going to hopefully continue to climb. There was no change in his ranking. He's a top 230 player on three. They just did a rankings update, and he stayed right where he was. Like, his rankings did not move up or down, which is good. But I think, and again, I think some of these sites are in sort of like a holding pattern. Like, let's just wait a little bit and see how it's, you know, see if he has one of those tank games, or see if, you know, he can keep this pace. And then let's let it go into the U.S. Army All-American game, where we can all get eyes on him and watch him and some of these one-on-ones, and see if he can make, if he translates to the next level. I think he's not going to have any issue translating to the next level. But I know that, you know, you want to take it. These guys maybe want to take it slow, because he does play small school football, but still, historic year in Auburn. He is an Auburn commit, and he is fired up about Auburn. He's at every single game. He's been at every single game just about this year. I think he's actually been at every single game. And I've seen him at like every single game, and I assume he'll be at almost every home game. And he's also recruiting really hard for Auburn, really trying to push Deuce Knight to get him to pull the trigger, as well as helping out with a lot of other players. So a special, special player that Auburn has committed. Now you got to hang with him and get him signed. Hopefully he stays healthy, because I think Auburn's going to need him next year. Auburn's going to need this guy next year. And if you can couple him with just a little bit bigger back, Usman Chroma, the 1-2 punch that those guys could give you, and they're both of their unique skill sets, Auburn could have a really, really explosive backfield in the very, very near future. And you're going to need those guys, both of those guys next year. You're going to need both of them next year to play, you know, sporadically at times. So let's keep eyes on Alvin. Let's watch Alvin rest of the year and root for him. Look, get some of these other records broken and kind of push a lot of these even further out of reach. So good for him. Great season. Hopefully he keeps it up, and I know he will. So guys, if you haven't subscribed yet to The Barn, you need to. TheBarnAuburn.com, $1 for the first month. You can't beat it. You cannot beat it. There's zero risk. You're either going to love it or you're going to be out a dollar. There is no deal out there that's better than that. And I would wager that you're going to enjoy it. And then it's just $9.95 a month after that. Recruiting insights, team insights, all kinds of intel from all different angles, all different perspectives, doing it a little bit different than the traditional way. But I think it's something that you'll really enjoy. And then the conversations are great as well. Just the different content that we talk about is a lot of fun as well. So if you need to check it out, zero risk, and come in and have some fun. So subscribe to The Barn YouTube. There's a bunch of different shows on there that we have this channel. So you need to subscribe to it so you can catch our basketball podcast. You can catch Village Vice with Zach and Brad Law and Taylor Korn. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of great stuff going on at The Barn. If you like this video, like it. Again, I've already told you, if you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. You know we're going to be back. We're going to kind of transition into previewing this Arkansas game and where the mismatches are, and can Auburn pull out the win this weekend. So let's have a great day, and we'll be back again tomorrow. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening. And drive home safely.